Weirdville, like in leg two, is Morse Hill Hotel, which is 20 miles southeast of St. Clair. You'll find the Morse Hill Motel, which is an alleged vortex of paranormal activity. Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, I'm really excited to welcome back onto the show my longtime co-host, Stephanie. And she's here today for a very specific reason, and I'm very excited about it, and she's very excited about it. I think you will be, too. Road Trippers has just released the Road Trippers Route 66 guidebook from Chicago to Santa Monica. This book is out now, available for purchase. And it looks terrific. Stephanie was one of the contributors for this book. And today, Stephanie, I'm hoping you take us deep into the pages of this book for a really cool sneak peek.
You know, today we're recording this on actual release day. Did you know that today is actual release day?
I actually didn't know that.
And we did so well with pre-sales that Amazon is acting like they're out of stock. But it's not really true. We all know how this happens, right? There's plenty of books out there. Amazon just underestimated.
So they didn't order enough, which has happened with our books.
Yeah, it has. It has happened. That's why everybody at Road Trippers was like, what's going on? I was like, okay, tap the brakes, guys. This is going to update soon because this happened in the past with us. You know, they just didn't have enough actually in the Amazon warehouses to fulfill all the orders, which is good.
That's awesome.
Right?
But what happens then is they usually place like a huge order. So hopefully that's
what we already did. So yeah, I already heard from the publisher this morning and they were like, don't worry, hundreds of books went out yesterday, hundreds are going out today. Like the system is working and we're going to fulfill these things. But yeah, so there's a little drama this morning, but it's really a good kind of drama.
So this podcast is going to get released in a couple of days. Then the book truly is for sale everywhere. But let's back up a second. Can you, for our listeners that might not be super familiar with Road Trippers, and Road Trippers is huge, they probably are, but can you just give us a little background, like what is Road Trippers? And then part two, like how did you get to become involved as a contributor in this book? Because you've been working on it for a while.
I know. We got sort of interrupted by something called a pandemic, right? That changed the trajectory of so much that happened in the last year and a half. But yeah, absolutely. So roadtrippers.com, right? It's an online trip planner, really. And it's an app. So Road Trippers, in its essence, is actually like a trip planning app. And you can go online to our map and you could sit there on your laptop or your desktop and you can plan out your entire trip, right? You can look and search for things along a route. You can find cool things. We obviously think that we present the most unique, fun things, not like Google, which will give you everything, right? And like our goal is to say, no, we're truly presenting you with stuff that is Road Trippers approved, right?
Which like, so the brand and the tone of the brand and the brand personality is sort of quirky, yes, off the beaten track, roadside dives, not necessarily the most polished roadside restaurants, things that are a little bit different.
The brand definitely has its roots, its foundation in what we would call offbeat, right? Americana. Like when you picture the classic sort of offbeat roadside attraction, that's what Road Trippers has always been here to try to surface. And if you look at our content, so I said, you know, everything about the trip planning app, but we also have an online magazine at roadtrippers.com. You can go there and you can look at magazine. If you search through our articles, we publish multiple articles every week, you'll see that we celebrate the unique, right? The different, the things that you're not necessarily going to discover when you just search top 10 things to do in blank on TripAdvisor.
And your road trippers, the editors and writers at Road Trippers, are living the life. Like, yes. I follow Sana on Instagram. Yeah, yeah. And she's on a motorcycle trip in Alaska.
Yes.
And I'm sitting, and what's her account name again?
It's like, it's
Cylinderella.
Right. Cylinderella. So, yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm following her. And she's like on this motorcycle trip in Alaska. I'm like, I'm so jelly.
Yeah.
And right. And this is the type of person that's also a contributor to the Route 66 book.
So my team, that's, you know, we were going to talk a little bit about what makes this book unique, but I will skip ahead and say that's what makes Road Trippers really unique in terms of our content, is that my editor-in-chief, you just mentioned Sana, is a motorcycle enthusiast and has road tripped all over the continental 48. And now, obviously, in Alaska, she just took an epic trip of a lifetime. It was really fun to follow her adventures. And I can't wait to have her back in office because we truly did miss her. But so that's our editor in chief at Road Trippers in Togo-RV. Allie, who is another contributor to the book, she's our managing editor for Road Trippers. And she is like, I think her bio says, like, you know, she loves things that are bigger and smaller than they should be. And if you ever follow her on social media and you see all of her posts of her apartment that has just like every wacky random thing that you find in those gift shops in like South Dakota, like Wyoming.
Like, and stuff that I like.
Like, really just like, you know, wacky stuff. She is just like, I bet she's hoarding like salt and pepper bottles, you know, that she's collected from various places, and like, you know, weird model train sets. And she is just this unique person. I've never met anybody like her. And she's a wonderful writer too.
Well, I hope Allie gets a vacation. Well, I soon for well, a no, cool road
so
trip.
We'll probably actually, yeah. So I really want all of us, right, to be on Route 66 right now promoting this book, because the people that contributed to this book, and I will say the lead author of the book was Tatiana Parent, who was the original founder of Road Trippers. So this book has something different than any other Route 66 guidebook out there. It has a group of authors and editors who have, like, I would say hundreds, if not thousands, of days and nights spent on the Mother Road collectively. It really wasn't like one expert. It was, you know, Sana's out in California, and so she knows that Santa Monica part like the back of her hand. And Allie's just dove into that middle Midwestern area over and over again, even though she's done, you know, the Arizona parts as well and everything. So, and then it was really fun because my contribution was actually that I think I did more of the outdoorsy stuff than a lot of other people on my team, right? So we've done, you know, it was really interesting to be able to give some of my perspective to things in New Mexico, the national park, the petroglyphs in New Mexico that we have visited there, and, you know, a little more of that hiking kind of stuff, and then also the campgrounds. So I was able to really contribute to make this RVer friendly in a way that it wouldn't have been before, because I was able to highlight campgrounds for every leg.
And if you look at some of the competitor type guidebooks, it's rare that you would also see the campground recommendation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this Route 66 guidebook is the best one, particularly for an RV owner, because for every leg you do recommend campgrounds as well as hotels.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Yes, I did put that in, and we were actually on a really quick turnaround time. I came to Road Trippers to help with this book, and we were on a quick turnaround time, so it was sort of all hands on deck, and we were furiously, I came to Road Trippers in November, and we handed the final copy of this manuscript over to the publisher in March.
Not so, this past November,
no,
the November
before. Right, prior to the pandemic in March, I handed it over, and so it was a quick turnaround. So I had done things like that, like put in the campgrounds, but then in the meantime, we were able to do some extra stuff, and we actually put together over the course of the last year while we were sitting here waiting for the book to be published because everything got so disrupted. And guess what? We did an entire campground guide to Route 66 that's downloadable PDF now on our website.
Okay. So it's like a supplement to the book.
Yep. So we did every state and we did a campground guide, and we put even more campgrounds. So, you know, this was really the whole vision for this was that we would be different, right, than any other guidebook out there. People like to pretend like people only plan trips with books or digitally, right? And then people that are like digital, like app companies, are like, print's dead. I don't believe that this is true, and nobody on my team believes it's true. We truly believe that many people use a hybrid method. And when they're dreaming and initially planning and thinking about a trip, they do go to print media still. And they do buy those guides that are online and Amazon. I mean, our books are an example of this. We know this. Our print book of Where Should We Camp Next is doing phenomenally in sales. And, you know, we believe that people still wanted that experience. And then they wanted the digital tools to practically make it happen.
And this book is tied very directly into the app in a way that's super noticeable when you turn the first page.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell everybody that tie-in part.
Yeah. So one of the things that we wanted to do was really bring everybody right into the app, because it's a big part of what we're offering that's not out there yet, right? So when you open the cover, you're going to get like a scratch off code. So you scratch it off and you see a code for a 30-day free trial of Road Trippers Plus, right? You can get Road Trippers for free. Anybody can download the app. But to unlock like all of the features and to be able to plan a trip with more than a certain number of waypoints, you have to have Plus. So this is going to give you Plus for 30 days, and you can play around with it and you can use it with the book, and you can see if you want to keep it after 30 days. And we hope you will, obviously. But all throughout the book, then what we did was we put these like bit.ly links, basically, that if you type in, you know, like rt.guide/ABCD, it's going to go to the digital resource in our app or online that the book is about. So this is so cool. Like, we point out magazine articles throughout the book on places that we have. So we might just have the place in a list of extra stops, but we have a magazine article on it. So you can just type in that URL and go right to the magazine article.
And it turns like a 300-400 page travel guide into something much more robust when you tie it into the digital assets.
Well, the most robust thing is that every single leg has a URL that links to what we call trip guide at Road Trippers. And trip guides are the things that are basically like the long list of places you're going to stop. And our tool puts it on a map for you. And you can navigate from place to place. You can add a place. You could delete a place. So when you go to the URL for that leg, say leg 3, and you go to the URL, you are going to see every single place that we mention in that leg right there in your app. And you can take off places you're not interested in seeing. You could add other places, but it's right there for you.
Well, it's so on point.
On your computer.
Phone. And you're so correct. Like, that, this is how I plan trips. I buy books about Yellowstone, but then I also go onto YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. So this looks amazing. So we're going to actually get a sneak peek of each of the 6 legs and just get a little bit of the flavor of what's in. Because you don't have chapters in this guidebook. There are legs, right?
Right.
So we'll just talk a little bit about each one and just give you a real flavor for this book that you're going to want to purchase. But before we do so, we have sponsored messages from our friends at Thetford and from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Thetford makes going places easy by manufacturing top RV maintenance and sanitation products, and they've been doing it since 1963. Thetford's Aquamax holding treatments neutralize odors and accelerate waste digestion to prevent clumping, clogging, and tank residue, all at the same time. The Aquamax family is Bronopol and formaldehyde free, so it is campground friendly and California compliant. It's also proudly made in the USA. Thetford's new family of Aquamax holding tank treatments have been extensively researched and tested safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. Aquamax is also available in liquid, toss-in, and dry packets in 7 different sizes and in spring shower scent and summer cypress scent. To find out more, head on over to Thetford.com. The RV Atlas is also sponsored by our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Whether you enjoy the comfort of a cabin, are an RV enthusiast, or prefer tent camping, award-winning Jellystone Park's first-rate accommodations, attractions, and activities provide the setting for a fun family vacation that's also easy on the wallet. Jellystone Parks have everything you and your family will need to make long-lasting camping memories. From amazing water zones, including pools, splash parks, and splash pads, to mini golf, wagon rides, and jumping pillows. You'll also find themed weekends and family camping-oriented activities, including including appearances from Yogi Bear and friends. And you'll notice that family fun at our exciting camp resorts is the main attraction. Just remember, it's not just a campground, it's a Jellystone Park. To find out more and book those fall getaways today, it is time to book those fall trips. Head on over to jellystonepark.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Stephanie Puglisi talking about Road Tripper's new guidebook to Route 66, and it covers the whole thing in detail from Chicago to Santa Monica. So, Stephanie, we're going to get a sample of just some of the stuff that's in this book in each of the legs, because that's how the body of the book is divvied up. But there's also a really robust 30 to 40 page introduction to Route 66. So what are some of the cool things that we'll find in the introductory materials to the book?
Yeah, this was what I spent the majority of my time on when I first came in November of 2019, because I did feel like, you know, you couldn't just dive into like telling people where to go on Route 66. I feel like it's a story and we needed to, you know, to like introduce people to the story, right? And get them like set to enjoy it and put them in the right headspace. So, you know, we definitely worked with some people to, you know, set out some just kind of like the history of Route 66 and what to expect about it. Because some people, I think, expect it to be a more linear experience than it is, like as if you can actually get on a road called Route 66.
Well, you don't want to just hop on the mother road. Like, you need a little education first.
Well, there's no such thing anymore, right? And there's all these various different changes to the road over time. So a lot of the time it's called, you know, a different, you know, interstate or whatever. And you have to kind of like get off on this exit.
Well,
to
people
go
have
here
a hard time finding some of the original stretches, which I think is part of the fun for some people, maybe not everybody.
For some people, right. Some people just want to like see the cool stuff, right? And don't want to like sit there and fight with a GPS the whole time over it. So we just kind of wanted to like tell a little bit of the story of that before we dove in. But then also I felt like, you know, Route 66 is so iconic. And I think this is what always happens with our content too. The teacher in me comes out. I say, you know, there's a lot of people probably who aren't super experienced with road trips, who if they decide to take a road trip, take this road trip, right? I think
people from other countries, right?
Exactly.
I mean, this is a big one for people from other countries.
That falls into what I put in the beginning here, because I feel like you're going to get newbies. Just like maybe if you've never visited a national park and you go to Yellowstone, right? Like, I'm going to go to a national park. Okay, the Grand Canyon, right? So Route 66 feels that way to me. And because of that, I thought my newbie hat went on. Right. And like, how do you help people have a fun experience that want to do a road trip and never really have done that like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 mile trek in a car and not make them like, oh my gosh, this is nothing like what I thought it was?
I think what part of what you're saying, though, is like, things can go badly.
Oh,
if you don't have the right guidebook.
Road trippers, no, even if you do, road trippers, we at Road Trippers, it's part of our personality. We embrace. Right? That stuff. We love the fact that road trips don't go well.
Serendipitous disasters.
No, it's that, part of what I we love do that is quote. Tell those stories.
At
yeah.
Road Trippers, we love when road trips don't go well.
Well, that's the story, right? Isn't that yeah, where the story yeah. is? I mean, we just launched a whole new set of articles this past year called Voices from the Road. And that was the whole point of that. You can go to roadtrippers.com and find our Voices series. We reach out to people who are not writers, who are not influencers, who are not, and ask them to tell their road trip stories, right? Because we know that like real road trips are just different than the ones that are curated and, you know, power washed for the masses in, say, some popular magazines.
And there's too much of that on social media.
We agree with that on Road Trippers. So we try to stay gritty. We try to stay real and fun, and we always keep our sense of humor, you know? So anyway, yeah, I thought in my head, I was thinking newbies take this trip. And so I wanted to have that basic information, right? Like, what's the road tripper's ethos? And so, you know, we went through planning a road trip and how to really like plan a road trip that's right for you. You know, you all have heard me say that about RVing. You know, don't stay at a campground. That's not a good fit. And we wanted to bring that perspective to this book also, right? Find things that are a good fit for you. Find places to eat that are a good fit and roadside attractions that are a good fit. find playlists that are a good fit, right? Everything. Just like, you know, go inside yourself and figure yourself out on road trips. It's one of the things they're great for. And then also we wanted to help international travelers. So we even, like I said, this was such a collaborative experience. We brought in Shelly to help from, you know, she was at Kid Tripster at the time she was leaving, but I begged her to do one last project because she's so good at all of that, like really difficult information to find, like, what do you have to do for your passport, for a car rental if you're an international traveler? And we really wanted to help everybody get the scoop on that.
Yeah,
right?
And Shelly's been great on our podcast, and actually she'll be back on at some point in August.
I haven't talked to her in a while, but she is just so good at that research and everything. And so she helped with that. Before people go on a road trip, we wanted everybody to have, like, what to do with your house to get it ready, what to do with your car. We have some great writers for us that do a lot of that car maintenance content.
So what I love here is that, and there's this subtle distinction, you had a team of real road trippers write and edit this book,
oh,
as opposed to a team of travel writers.
100%.
Which is, there's a little bit of a difference.
No, this... And the right person, right? We're not saying one person who really enjoys road tripping is also the best person to write about international travel and taking care of your car and getting your house ready. Really, it's always, I love finding a person that's an expert on this and is really good at not just being an expert, but communicating to people. And it was such a, it was months that was what I spent the first few months of my time at Road Trippers, really pulling all of that together, that what's called front of book, you know, oftentimes in the publishing world, or front matter, right? All that stuff that didn't exist before I got there, we pulled together. And then we also had to build out what the rest of the book was going to be like. Like, okay, yes, we have all of these places to go, but we didn't want it just be a list of places. We wanted to tell a story, right, with every place. So we came up with these, like, book segments, or like,
well, let's transition. Okay. That's the perfect transition point, because when you started saying that, I started to think about how there's playlists for every leg too. So let's dive in. So there's six legs, and that forms the main body of the book after the intro material. So let's just get a little flavor of each of these legs and some of the things you'll find in these chapters. So the first leg is Chicago to St. Louis. So what's a little, you know, little piece of the of that leg in the book?
Well, so the book is structured traditionally from east to west, but of course lots of people do it from west to east, right? So you can just go backwards, don't worry, you can still use the book, just go backwards, all right? But yeah, we did choose the traditional east to west and starting in Chicago. And so in every leg we pull out, like, what are those, like, iconic can't miss stops. So if you're going a little fast, maybe you don't have a million years for everything, we pull out, like, five or six places that are so Route 66, if you miss them, like, what's wrong with you, right? Like, you might as well have not been there. And I love the maps that we made for these.
The graphics are great. I mean, the book is open on the table right now, and it is the really charming, great job with the graphic design.
Oh, I'm so pleased with how it came out. I mean, people don't, you know, understand behind the scenes, you're actually saying, like, you're starting with nothing, and you're saying, like, what's this going to look like? And, you know, I don't know if you can see this, but I remember, Jeremy, you see, if you look real close, how there's this topographical,
yes.
Like, if I tell you that I sat there and debated with the designer whether we would have, like, topographical lines, like, in the, like, it was like everything was just poured over with this book. And I think it shows with how visually beautiful it is. Like, I'm really happy with how it came out. So we give those, like, highlights that you want to use. And if you just do them, I think you'll have a great experience. Like, you could go through the book and just do our highlights for every chapter.
And so in every chapter, you're going to see those, right?
Yeah.
So let's move on to leg two. So leg two, St. Louis to Tulsa. What's something in that? And again, you're going to find these things in all of the chapters, but what's something for leg two that you might find appealing or intriguing?
Well, so in addition to that, you know, all of those, like, big things at the top, you're also going to get our playlist, which you mentioned, which are Spotify. And again, there's a little link at the beginning of the chapter, and you'll be able to go right to our Spotify playlist for that section, which is super
fun. Give us a little taste. Like, okay, leg two, St. Louis to Tulsa. What are some of the songs on the playlist?
Well, you know, and now I have to skip
You know
ahead.
How okay. to write books. You should be able to navigate.
I have to skip. I have to be able to read really quick at skipping chapters. Okay. So What was I saying? The playlist?
Yeah, the playlist.
Okay, so the playlist, like, for the route 2, which is St. Louis to Tulsa, we kind of wanted to break out of, like, the state-by-state thing, too, and kind of do it a little more, like, how much you would drive in a day, which makes more sense for Route 66, because some states are small and some states are huge. So.
But you did also find songs that tie into the legs.
Yeah, so here so this is, what did I just say? St. Louis to Tulsa, and we have, like, Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival, A Horse with No Name, Highway to Hell by AC/DC, Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. So if things are, St. Louis Blues, right? So if there was something that maybe a band was from an area, right?
Not just the
song, right? It could also be a different kind of tie, like regionally connected music that people really like.
So in other words, everyone thought a lot about this.
Yes. Yeah. Like Okie from Muskogee, right? Like is in that section.
I love that you can go to Spotify and just crank these
24
out,
hours from Tulsa.
I'm going to listen to every single one of these playlists.
So they're fun. Okay. So first of all, we've got that. So we've got the featured, then we have the playlist. And then we have like main stops. And then we have lots of additional things that you can do, like off the beat.
Where road trippers becomes road trippers.
Well, it's kind of like, okay, here's a detour. So this isn't on the actual route. You may be turning off a half hour, an hour to go here, but we think it might be worth it if you have the time. So you'll get detours. Road Trippers becomes Road Trippers with our Weirdville, too, because, of course, Road Trippers has this past of like doing like haunted places, you know.
So is there a Weirdville page in each chapter?
Oh, I think there's at least one. It depends on like, so if you look through the, you know, not everyone, like we only had a Weirdville if, you know, there was actually something weird in that
section.
So
give us a sample from any of the legs.
Yeah, Weirdville is in, I'm here in leg 2. So Weirdville, like, in leg 2 is Morse Hill Hotel, which is 20 miles southeast of St. Clair. You'll find the Morse Hill Motel, which is an alleged vortex of paranormal activity.
So it's not certain, but it's possible.
Oh, everything. Yeah, we had to put, like, that was the thing is Road Trippers, you know, maybe played Footloose and Fancy Free with the veracity of a lot of this stuff online, like whether
but
some
now
places.
That it's in a book.
But we put in a book, we had to say, okay, this is an alleged.
Alleged weird spot.
So this is a pre-Civil War hotel, right? And we tell...
Well, it's got to be haunted.
Yeah, exactly. And we tell, like, the stories of famous guests there, like Charles Lindbergh and Al Capone, and what guests, you know, report seeing. So, here's another one. Let me see. So here's another one, the Oklahoma Octopus. And this is like, okay, so this Oklahoma Octopus is allegedly... We had this all in there, like, because people would fact check us and be like, that's not true. Allegedly a massive freshwater cephalopod with red skin and long tentacles that stalks unsuspecting swimmers at various lakes across the state. So we just tell
now,
these really fun
stories. Now, which leg is, I'm bad at geography.
This is leg 2, yeah.
But that's still leg 2.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't like, oh, we had
to
get a
Weirdville. I mean, you gotta have a legit weird place.
Yeah.
So then after leg 2, leg 3 is Tulsa to Amarillo.
Yep.
Leg 4 is Amarillo to Albuquerque. So just give us anything that gives us the flavor from those, one of those legs or both of those legs.
Okay. That's like big.
I mean, we haven't talked food yet too much.
I know. So maybe I should go, like, I don't know, on the road for food.
Give us something, a food recommendation from like leg 3 or leg 4.
Okay. Well, you have the Pop Soda Ranch, right? Which is like famous, of course, that you'll want to stop and get your photo op from. So I was on there. But then, Arbuckle Mountain Fried Pies.
That sounds good to me.
In Oklahoma City.
It's almost too hot today right now to think about fried pies.
Yeah. So we say that, like, if you're ready for a life-changing culinary experience, hit up Arbuckle Mountain Fried Pies. These Oklahoma pies come from a tiny town called Springer, where Maud Fletcher perfected the family recipe and handed it down to her 9 children. Decades later, Maud's grandson started selling the pies in their struggling gas station restaurant. The shop now offers fruit, chocolate, pumpkin, and coconut cream pies, along with sugar-free and savory pies.
Now, I love that entry for a food entry because there's history.
That's how they work with
the food?
Okay. Route 66 is not about places. It's about the story of places. So, of course, that's what we had to do, was tell the story. And if it's not, it didn't have a good story, leave it out, right? Like, who cares?
Absolutely. Or go get a more boring guidebook. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We have sponsored messages from our friends at CampSpot and Ocala Marion County in Florida. And when we come back, we'll talk about the last two legs on our Route 66 road trip. We'll be here again with Stephanie Puglisi, one of the contributors to this brand new book by Road Trippers. It is available today as we record this, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores across the country.
And you can also get it right from direct from our publisher. If you go to roadtrippers.com, we've got a whole article with lots of places. If you like to order direct from publishers and skip those large booksellers, you can.
All right. CampSpot is an instant booking platform for camping across North America. Research and book the best campgrounds, RV parks, cabins, glamping destinations, and more, whether it's last minute or for your epic road trip months away. CampSpot lets you filter your search results by the type of getaway you want. Browse by location, price point, site type, amenities, and more. CampSpot also offers premium inventory, real-time availability, and a lowest price guarantee so that you can find the best sites at the best campgrounds for the best prices. Plus, you can save your favorite campground finds for future trips, maybe a future Route 66 road trip, and keep all of those reservations organized in one place. No more digging through those old resis in your emails and not being able to find them, which is what happens to me all the time. With CampSpot, reservations are always right at your fingertips. So book those fall trips now. Start booking next summer's trips right now, I think. I mean, I'm about to. To find your CampSpot, visit campspot.com today. The RV Atlas podcast is also sponsored by our friends at Ocala Marion County. Located in central Florida, just off of I-75, this is a place that was tailor-made for summer road trips and family vacations. Whether you're looking for campgrounds or RV parks, there are plenty of options in Ocala Marion County. And once you're settled in, the whole place becomes your personal outdoor playground. It all starts with the area's amazing natural springs. These things are crystal clear and they're always 72 degrees, perfect for swimming, paddleboarding, kayaking, you name it. There are countless trails to explore, whether you're hiking, biking, or even riding horses. You can golf, zip line, stroll through the quaint historic downtown. The options are endless. Honestly, it's the perfect place to leave work and worries behind and just experience everything travelers like us love the most. So take it from us here at the RV Atlas. If you're looking for a place that has everything you need for your best vacation ever, it's safe to say that summer starts in Ocala Marion County. Learn more and plan your fun today at OcalaMarion.com. Stephanie, let's continue our road trip and do leg 5, Albuquerque to Flagstaff. Just give us some flavor.
All right. So I thought maybe I'd highlight a detour because I don't know if we talked, I mentioned what those were, right? So you're doing Route 66. You can stay pretty close to the road the whole time. And believe me, you can have a 3-week road trip if you want. But then, you know, there's also things that maybe are a half hour, an hour, an hour and a half off that traditional Route 66, and you may want to make the detour. And that's what we wanted to say, like, not like to help people understand this isn't like right on Route 66, but you're going to be passing by and you may want to make this part of your itinerary. So like in Arizona, we have the Petrified Forest National Park, right? And so I just want to emphasize that we don't just say like, oh, here's a place you can stop. Like, we really give a lot of information. We're talking about the visitor center. We give you a spot that you could stay, okay? Like, nearby. We give you places where you can see good views.
So it's very granular, specific, and written by people that were there.
Yeah. And then also, you know, we like to put in, magazine articles that we've written, like one of the short URLs here is, the next time you visit a national park, take the time to learn and honor its indigenous history. And we actually link to a magazine article that was written about learning about, like, pre-USA, right? When you go to these national parks, and also diving into some of the previous.
So I picture myself residents. Not just using this book and all these links to plan the trip. Like, for me personally, I would be following these links while I'm on the trip, kind of learning as I'm going, making it part of the overall experience.
It just depends on what your personality is, right? Like, some people just deep dive into all that stuff before they go. And then I'm more experiential when I'm traveling. I'm just like in it, right? Like, I'm just experiencing it. I'm not in my head. I just try to be like,
you're not posting on social media. No. I'm doing that.
You do. I'm not. I'm just enjoying the experience and like soaking it all in. So then we also have like spotlights, which are like very specific information about a thing that may be, you know, popular on Route 66. Like here we have the dinosaurs of Holbrook in this leg. And, you know, we actually give you some of that history, right? Where the largest collection of dinosaurs stands in front of the Rainbow Rock Shop, right? And here's more of this history. For that, we're really
and
good
I'm
at
seeing
that.
Pictures too. I'm seeing great graphics.
We have fantastic pictures, and another shout out to my team of writers and editors here. Let me tell you something: when it's really nice when you have a team of people who do this in their life, and you're like, "Who has a great picture of blank?"
That's where the magic happens.
And
yeah,
a lot of people can raise their hand and give us good pictures.
All right, our last leg. Flagstaff okay. to Santa Monica, either maybe give us a little bit of the playlist or just something that's in this leg of the book and we'll wrap
yeah,
it all
I mean,
up.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where the taco recommendations are in this book right now because like in this leg because I don't have like a page number for it. But I would say that my editor-in-chief Sana took it very seriously
to get all the taco places.
The best. You know, like to make sure we had good, you know, recommendations in there. So Williams is in this section, a lot of food, right? People like a lot of the fun food stuff. Also Grand Canyon. Okay. So Grand Canyon National Park is one of those detours when you go through
and it would be
Williams.
Hard to imagine not doing it unless you've been before, right?
Yeah. And then we go all the way down to the very end where you're going to want to take that picture at the Santa Monica Pier. And we just walk you to that very last moment of your trip. And then we're like, hey, and if you want to do even more on the road and maybe head north on the PCH or something like that, we can help you out with that. It's road trippers.
Oh my gosh,
we've got everything.
It is a great jumping off point yeah. for an even more extended trip. Yeah. Stephanie Puglisi, thank you so much for joining me today here on the RV
I'd
Atlas.
Say
you busy
time,
little
but that's
babe.
Not really true. You're always like, oh, can I get you on the podcast? And I'm like, but when?
I know you're working so hard. And I did. I wanted to publicly thank you for my Father's Day gift.
Oh,
I'm not. It's top two or top three Father's Day gifts of all time. It might be my single favorite Father's
what
Day gift.
What were the other ones?
You got me a wetsuit 1 year. Jeez. First, when I was surfing
oh,
more,
yeah,
you
gosh,
got me a really nice
that,
wetsuit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got me the Uni pizza oven and I love it. And I've been slinging pizzas and throwing them at you guys for the last few
yes.
weeks. It was an awesome Father's Day gift. And I can't wait to take it camping and use it camping.
I got you the size that you can also bring camping.
Yeah. Super
do
portable.
Do I know them? Yes,
super
I
portable.
Do.
So thank you. The book is available anywhere
and
books are
everywhere.
Sold.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Amazon is a great
go
place.
To our website. You just do definitely. I'm really proud. In particular, I love the campground guide. So that's a PDF that you're going to be able to download on our website. So go to roadtrippers.com.
And that's
if
a
you
campground
want
guide to this whole stretch from Chicago to Santa Monica. You're giving everybody
and
all
do you
the
know
best campgrounds.
Who helped me with that? Because I do. I have like just I just love the fact that I have so
you,
many
you
people.
And I know a lot of people.
Michelle Neely really worked with me.
Shout out,
a
Michelle
lot.
Neely.
Yes. And she's been a part of the RV Atlas community for a while. And she did a lot. She helped me a lot with that. Always RVers, always campers helping out. Road trippers were very authentic.
All right, it's the Road Trippers Route 66 Guidebook from Chicago to Santa Monica. It's maybe part of a series called Great American Road Trips. Are we going to get a follow-up?
Who knows?
I hope we do.
I'll tell you when we if we do.
Well,
when and
I'm
I'll
hoping
here,
there's
I'll
a follow-up, so I'll
it.
Get you back on the show.
I know. I'm really proud. It's beautiful. I'm so happy with how it turned out. Every book is. You and I both know such a labor of love. So
it's so much
wonderful.
Harder than people think.
It is
think.
So much harder than people understand. You can't possibly know unless you've done it. I didn't know before I did
well,
it.
Well, you know the thing I learned?
I keep telling you I'm never doing it again. It's
I
so
know.
Hard.
I think you will, though. Maybe without me, but I think you will. The one thing that I learned about writing books is like you think you're turning in your final edit, and it's never like the final edit. It's always like the first final
there's
edit.
There's this cheesy elementary teacher phrase. It's like, when you think you're done, you've only just begun.
Well, there
and
you,
you
go.
Use it to teach kids how to like edit, right? Go back. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if that's not true of book publishing, like you've only just begun.
Last thing I'm going to say to our listeners is I'm about to head out on a road trip. So I need to get out of here. We're taking the boys to a baseball tournament in Maryland. And then we're heading to a Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resort in Delaware. And consider buying this book from your local independent
yep.
bookstore. I just feel like saying that right now. And if they don't have it in stock, order it from
Ask
them.
Yes,
they'll get
please.
It to
you,
you quickly. And hopefully we see all of you at the campground.
See you at the campground, guys.